Welcome to this specially prepared radio series brought to you by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group located at yahoo.com. The Old Time Radio Researchers Group is a group of avid fans and listeners of classic radio programs from the golden age of radio. Although one of the newest old time radio clubs, the Old Time Radio Researchers Group is one of the most active groups. Since inception and in early 2000, the group has expanded to include a wide variety of projects devoted to old time radio. Our mission is to preserve old-time radio programs from the classic period of radio, drama, comedy, and variety programming for future generations to enjoy.
With a murder. It doesn't cost any more for the extra thrill. It's only a dime. How could I do it, you say? I had to save my own life.
Wait a minute. Have you heard the weird tales of the Whistler? I'm the Whistler.
Here's the sanitarium, Harvey.
Is he still unconscious?
Yes. Here comes the attendant.
We're all ready for him, Mr. Jackson.
Colgate Tooth Powder presents the Mel Blanc Show, written by Mac Benoff, with Mary Jane Croft, Joe Kearns, Hans Conried, Alan Reed, Joe Walker, the sportsman Victor Miller and his orchestra, and starring the creator of the voice of Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Yes, Colgate Tooth Powder, for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle, brings you the Mel Blanc Show, with Mel playing his new character, Zookie.
Hello, everybody.
And starring himself in person, Mel Blanc.
Hi, folks. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
To accomplish this, we have five groups including over 1,600 volunteers from 14 different countries that are working hard to preserve our radio heritage. Thousands of radio series and hundreds of thousands of episodes exist today from the time of each show's initial broadcast on the original transcription disc, on old reel-to-reel, or cassette tapes. However, without conversion to digital technology, these radio show recordings are subject to extinction by the ravages of time. Transcription discs, as well as tapes, eventually deteriorate. The introduction of digital technology allows us to encode these recordings to several digital formats. Additionally, digital technology enables us to enhance and improve the sound quality of transcriptions. It provides a better way to preserve these shows by allowing storage on hard drives, CDs, and DVDs. Of course, CDs and DVDs are not indestructible and would deteriorate over time, but they are more stable than the original media. Thanks to digital technology, classic shows from the old-time radio period are now widely available and easily accessible in both CDA and MP3 format.
This is the Jason Sanborn Hour, and this is Don Ameche welcoming you for all of us. For Nelson Eddy, whose magnificent voice has made him one of the most important figures in the musical world today. For the ace of comedians, our own W.C. Fields.
Yeah, he's an ace and I'm a joker. We're a couple of deuces wild. Continue dealing, Mr. Ameche.
Well, since you've handed me the deck, Charlie, I'll deal a pair of queens. Our guest, Miss Ida Lupino, who walks away with new honors in her latest picture, Artists and Models, and our own lovely Dorothy L'Amour.
Ah, my queen of hearts. What a hand to hold.
And to make it a full house, there's Robert Arm Brewster and, of course, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. We hope you'll enjoy your visit with us, and we hope, too, that throughout this week you will enjoy Chase and Sanborn coffee.
The Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The widespread availability of these recordings online has brought with it many problems, such as an abundance of incorrectly named or poorly encoded files. The goal of the Radio Researchers Group is to correct these errors and to produce both the show series and accurate logs of broadcast dates and titles with the highest quality possible. The volunteers in our group research both the internet and other sources in order to bring together all known episodes of a series. Episodes are collected and then reviewed to make sure that they are genuine, accurate, and of good listening quality. Then we prepare audio briefs that will give you a history of the series and of the stars. Additionally, we include custom-designed CD labels for each particular series. When the group has completed researching a series, we certify that series using the term accurate. This means that the episodes in this series are all correctly dated and titled. When all available episodes are included in the series, then the series will receive our highest level of certification called complete.
Dear Dan, I know all about your Box 13 ad in the Star Times, but I'm writing to you as a friend to come and see me. As you know, I'm teaching at Riddell College, not too far from where you are. Frankly, I've got a problem. I don't know whether it's anything very exciting.
Excited about it or not? Matter of fact, it's sort of personal. But, well, will you come to see me? Bob Lamb. Yeah, it was a personal problem, all right, at first. Then the whole thing got tangled around. Up to my neck.
And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Tonight, the case of the horse race hijackers who found a bulletproof racket to rob Peter without paying Paul, but who learned too late that the law itself is bulletproof.
And now to gangbusters and facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their war against the underworld.
Old-time radio researchers support several groups on Yahoo to accomplish these goals. First is the Old-time Radio Researchers Group, where most of the work happens. In this group, members bring together information on series, locate new series and episodes, and assign various series to people to compile. The Old-time Radio Database, or OTR.DB project, is a group which works on broadcast logs of individual series for use in conjunction with a management tool software called Otter. A database of series broadcast logs is prepared, maintained, and constantly updated with new episodes and series. At the time of this recording, the database has information on over 1,820 distinct series and over 168,000 individual episodes. We make this database available to the public on the OTRR.org website. The OTRR Distro Center serves as a distribution point where we freely make our premier series available to all who would like to have them. Membership is free, and you are invited to join. The newest group is the OTRpedia group. This group compiles information about old-time radio programs similar to the Movie Internet Database. broadcast dates, series types, sponsor information, performers, series synopsis, and actors' bios, expanded episode information are included in this database. You can access this website at www.otrrpedia.net. That's www.otrrpedia.net.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, presents
X. Just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Prepare all our series for distribution free of charge. There is no cost for the hundreds of hours our members put in on researching and preparing these series. If you purchased any episode or series sourced from the old-time radio researchers, please inform us and supply as much pertinent detail as possible. If you would like to join our group or just receive old-time radio series we have tested for accuracy and dependability, please visit our website for more information. Our website is located at www.otrr.org. That is www.otrr.org. In addition, you can go to www.yahoo.com and search under group section for old-time radio researchers. For the old-time radio researchers, I am your announcer, Clyde J. Kale. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show.